You're holding daf Memches Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha Halel Vi Hasimcha Shemoina. Hey, so on Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, there's a mitzvah to say Halel, the whole Halel every day. The Hasimcha, there's a mitzvah of Samachta Bechagecha, which means to eat from the Korban Shlomim, applies all 8 days. Ketzad, how does it come out? Melamed comes to teach us, She Chayiv Odom Ba Halel. A person has a chiyuv to say Halel all 8 days, the whole Halel. Over Simcha. There's also a chiyuv to mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha, which is Shalmei Simcha, Rashi says, to bring the Korban Shlomim, L'shem mitzvah Simcha, in order to have meat to eat. Because it's Man HaBeis HaMikdash. The way we mekayim the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagechom is the biggest amount of Simcha that we could have is by eating the meat from a Korban Shlomim. Over Chvoid Yom Tov Achron Shiochag, Kishar Ko Yomoy Sechag. You have to have covered for the Yom Tov Achron for Shmini Atzeres the same way we have for all 7 days of Sukkot. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though we've seen the Gemara, the Pasuk V'Samach V'Chagecho only goes on 7 days of Sukkot, still we have a Rebbe to say even Shmini Atzeres also there's a mitzvah to have Simcha on Shmini Atzeres. Tomorrow says Minohan Emili. So Rashi learns the Shmini Chayim B'Simcha. How do we know even on Shmini Atzeres is a Chiyuv to have Simcha? To a loiksiv bei behedya, the Torah doesn't say clearly. Ela b'shivas yimei ha-chag, only on the 7 days of Sukkot. The pasuk says chag ha-sukkot tasalucho. V'somach lei right away. V'somachta bechagecha. So v'somachta bechagecha goes on the 7 days of Sukkot. How do we know even on Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara says v'ha-yisa ach sameach. The pasuk says ach sameach. You should only be happy. Is l'rabois lele. Yom Tov Achron. It comes to include even the last night, the night of Shemini Atzeres, also there's a mitzvah to have Simcha. So Rashi says, Ach Sameach, Vi Parsha, Di Aseh Tase Ksiv, Zayin Yom Tochug. Then it says, Ach Sameach, L'Rabbis Del Yom Tov Achron, Rashi says, L'Simcha, She'lefonov L'Koylo Yim Shiva Siyomim. That means, She'yizbach Shlomim Bashvi. You should bring the Korban Shlomim on Hoshanah Rabbah, in order to have meat left over to eat the night of Shmini Atzeres. Why does it say again Ach Sameach? It says already V'Samach Tavich Gecho. What's the Ach Sameach? El Rabbah is to include Simchas Leil Shmini, even the night of Shmini Atzeres. V'chivon Yisrabe Leil Yom Tov Acharon, it comes to include the last night of Yom Tov. So Rashi says the Chiddush here in Sukkot is that you Tofil is kal v'choyim ha'yoyim. For sure, on the day of Shemini Atzeres, there's also a mitzvah of Simcha. Shuikr, that's the most important. The day is more important than the night. Shechayi v'simcha. V'shar halel, as Rashi says, lo tzrichi ribui, you don't need an extra posik. The yomim afilu leilos b'mashma. Does they have to treat the in of yomim, shivas yomim, means even the night. Only by Shemini Atzeres, the posik ach sameach comes to include even the night time. And Rashi Shita here is, for sure it means by day also the chiyuv to have simcha. So Gemara says now, Oy enoy, maybe not, elu yom tov harishon, maybe the pasuk means to include even the first night of yom tov of Sukkot, also the chiyuv of simcha, which would mean that you have to shech the korban shlomim on erev yom tov, in order to have meat to eat by night, because at night you're not allowed to bring a korban. So maybe even the chiyuv should be on erev yom tov to shech the shalmi chagiga. Shizamora says no, Kishuayma Ach, when it says the word Ach Choluk, it makes a division. In other words, half yes, half no. So the first night, no, there's no Chiv Simcha then, only the last night. So Gemara asks, like, how do we know this? Omar Rayas, where did you see to say that L'Rabbis Lel Yom Tov Acharon? It comes to include the last night of Shemini Atzeres, you have to have Simcha. You have to have Yishalmei Simcha on Hoshana Rabbah and leftover meat teed at night time. Holohoitzi Leila Yom Tov Rishon, and to exclude that the first night there's no chiyuv simcha, because you don't have a korban at night, and there's no chiyuv to bring the korban on erev Yom Tov. How do you know this? Mar ba'ani leil Yom Tov Achron is a svara to say, even the last night should have a chiyuv simcha, sheyeh simcha lefonov, because there are days before of simcha. You have the 7 days of Sukkot, and the svara is also, during those days you have anyway the shalmi simcha, so on an Hashanah Rabbah, the shalmi simcha you brought that day, make sure you have some meat left over to eat at night time. But exclude, take out Leila Yom Tov Rishon, the first night of Sukkot, Shein Simcha Lefonov. There's no Simcha before that. So Mel, there's no chiyuv to bring a shalme simcha before Yom Tov. The shalme simcha only comes bezman ha-simcha on Yom Tov itself. Before Yom Tov, you don't have to do it. So therefore, it's a svar to say only the last night of Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, has the chiyuv to have simcha to eat the meat of the shalme simcha, and not the first night of Sukkah. So what should come out from this gemara is that the first night of the Yom Tov, really there's no chiyuv simcha. Because there's man ha-simcha to bring the korban shlomim, is only the next day. Mashenka, the first night there's no chiyuv to bring the korban shlomim on erev Yom Tov, so the first night of a Yom Tov l'churu there should not be a chiyuv l'atit the boser to mekayim the mitzvah simcha. However, anyway, as the Yom Tov anyway there's a chiyuv to have simcha, as and this b'vrat b'zman hazeh we hold that we hold b'zman hazeh there is a mitzvah midiraisa of a samachta b'chagecha, because we hold the union of a samachta b'chagecha is the biggest amount of simcha that you can have. That's what you're supposed to have. So true, b'zman they had the base of Migdish, the main simcha was with the shalmei simcha. But today that we don't have shlomim anymore, so our biggest simcha is time to have meat and to have yain. So maybe that could apply, yes, to have even the first night of Yom Tov also today, still applies to have the meat and the yain. Here, next Mishnah, Sukkah Shiva. The mitzvah Sukkah is all 7 days. You have to eat and sleep in the Sukkah. Kate said, how do you have this? Goma melechel, when you finish eating your suda on Hashanah Rabbah, on the seventh day, lo yater esukosa, you should not take down your sukkah yet. Avol moirid esakelim, but you are allowed to take down, let's say, your chairs and your table, min ha-mincho lamala, from after mincho, which Mepharshim say means mincho katana, like right before nighttime, right before Shmini Atzeres, you can start taking down your table and your chairs into your house, mifnei kovid yom tov ha-achron shechag, to give cover to the last Yom Tov of Yom Tov, which is Shmini Atzeres. Now the Mishnah is talking about like in Eretz Yisrael, where we only have one day Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, on Hashanah Rabbah, which really you are allowed to do work, so I would think maybe you could take down your sukkah. Kamash for no, you can't take down your sukkah. Because maybe you're going to want to eat yet, Ben HaShemosh is right before Yom Tov, you still have to eat in your sukkah. However, you are allowed to take down the stuff from your sukkah into your house. Now, the Zman HaChazal, we said that most of the sukkahs roll on top of the roof. So it's always a lashon, you're taking down your kelim from your house into the sukkah, from your sukkah into the house, that's mutter. And Rashi says, Mepnei Kovid Yom Tov, Shemara Kemechin Atzma Likrosar Lemokim Sheyisud Shemalayla. Looks like you want to prepare yourself now for the Yom Tov at night. So it's not called you're taking away from the Yom Tov now of Hashanah Rabbah, like you're taking away from the sukkah. Because you're doing it, l'kavod Yom Tov Achron Shalayla, that's mutter. Mor says, ain lo kelim l'horu. That's it, the people don't have utensils, you don't have any chairs and tables to take down. Maho, what's the locha? So Mor asks, what's your question like? First of all, ain lo kelim, eloki yishtamish, b'may yishtamish. If he doesn't have any kelim now, so how do you sit in the sukkah? Where was his table? Where was the chairs in the sukkah? What do you mean he has no kelim in the sukkah? How did he eat there the 7 days? Ella, the shalom, the Gemara is, Ain loy mokim lohurid kelim. Let's say the 7 days of sukkah you're eating on top of, in your sukkah on top of your roof. But in the meantime, your whole house, the dining room, got filled up with stuff. Now, when you want to come down on for Shmini Atzeres, there's no room in your house. You don't have pashut room in your house to eat on Shmini Atzeres. So, maho, what's the locha? Can I still eat in my sukkah? That's the shalom. If I want to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, like in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no sveik of the yomer, we know for sure it's not sukkahs anymore. It's Shmini Atzeres. Are you allowed to eat in the sukkah or not? Because really there should be Baal Tosef, since now it's not the Zman HaMitzvah, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. So that's the shaila, are you allowed to or not? So Rabbi Chiya Bar, Yisra should be Rabbi Ashi, Omar, Poiches Bo Arbo, the Eitzer is, like now in the Shana Rabbah, like in Eretz Yisrael, so in the Shana Rabbah you're allowed to do Malacha, so Poiches Bo, go to the Tzchach, and take away some Tzchach, that there should be a space of 4 Tzvachim without any Tzchach. Now you make avir, make the should be avir, there should be just air, a space of air, 4 tefachim. So Tosafot asked the question, what do you have to have 4 tefachim for? We know the halacha was avir possible with 3 tefachim. As long as you have 3 tefachim wide all along the sukkah is possible. So how come you have to have 4? Well, the halacha, the first one say the reason is that here it's not enough just really to pass the sukkah. It has to be nikkur. Like we don't want people to think that you're eating in the sukkah now, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So you have to make it to be nikkah, to be near, we can see that this is not a kosher sukkah anymore. So then you have to have a kosher b'shir of at least dalat tefachim. So one answer is, take off the tzchach, dalat tefachim worth of it, let it be blank there. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, another answer is, madlik bo'as haner. bring the nair into the sukkah. In other words, by a small sukkah that halacha is, you're not allowed to bring a nair into the sukkah. So here, if you want to show you're not sitting there, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you're only sitting there because you have no room in your house, so the answer is now, bring a nair into the sukkah. Gemara says, v'loy pligi, there's no machlokes between Rav Ashi's teretz and Rav Yeshua's teretz. Holon v'olahu. One is talking about in Eretz Yisrael. So then we're talking about, now the question is, by Hashem Rabbah, what can you do? So in Hashem Rabbah, you let her do malacha, you can take off the tzchach to make it blank, the adult fochim. Well, the other one is talking about, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is talking about in Chutz Laretz, that now we have to sit in the sukkah anyway on Shemini Atzeres, like we had the Gemara before. So on Shemini Atzeres, we have to eat in the sukkah. The question is now, on Simchas Torah, can we eat in the sukkah if we want? So there can't be any Yetzer to take off the schach, to break down the schach, because you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So therefore you don't have a Yetzer on Shemini Atzeres, like to prepare for Simchas Torah, to take down the schach. So then the only Yetzer is to bring in the Nair into the sukkah, as if to show this is not L'shem Mitzvah sukkah. So Marias, though, Hot Teinach Sukkah Katana, this is good by a small sukkah, there you're not allowed to bring the Nair into the sukkah. Of a sukkah gedol l'mayikol meim, if you have a big sukkah, that they're like we do bring the Neris into the sukkah. So how is a Nikri not doing the L'shem Mitzvah sukkah by bringing in the Nair? That's no Raya, if I care. We do bring in the Nair into the sukkah. So Gemara says, the Mayil Bo Mani Michle, bring inside like the pots that you cook the food in, that we had before into a regular sukkah, you're not supposed to bring the pots into the sukkah. Or as soon as you get finished with the food, take it right out, because it's not covered. So now though, let the pots stay in the sukkah, so we see you're not doing it, you're not eating there, L'shem Mitzvah sukkah. The Yom HaRobah, because Robah said, Mani michle bar mimat lulosa. The utensils that you use for food to cook in, or even after you got finished eating, you're supposed to take it out of the sukkah. Vashenken mani mishte bimat lulosa. The cups that you use for drinking, that you always drink, that you're allowed to leave in the sukkah. If you want to show now you're not doing it, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, the yetzer is bring inside, they leave inside the pots after you got finished using them, or the plates. That's nikkur, you're not doing L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah, and therefore it's mutter to sit in the sukkah even on Simchas Torah. The Mishnah goes weiter, Nisuch HaMayim Ketzet. How do we have the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim that we'll see in Machlokes, if it's all 6-7 days of Sukkah, or even on Shemini Atzeres also? But every day in the morning when they brought the Tomer HaShachar, they also brought the Nisuch HaMayim. How was it? So Ketzet, Seluches Shel Zohov used to have a golden pitcher, that was big enough to hold 3 lugim of water. The Tanakam holds the Nisuch HaMayim was done with 3 lugim of water. He used to fill it up from the Mayim, Rashi says, it was near Yerushalayim, called the Shiluach. So he used to go outside Yerushalayim to fetch the water. Then they brought it back into the Beis HaMikdash. The gate that came through the Azor into the Beis HaMikdash was called the Shar HaMayim. That's where they brought the water through. Now the Shastar bringing it through into the Azorah, tickled, they blew the shofar a tkiya, the Yeril they did a trua, the taku another tkiya. Then Allah Bakevish. Then the Kohen took the water, went up the plank to go to the Mizbeach, Ufana Lismurli. Right away he was able to make a left turn to go to the corner where he has to make the Nisuch HaMayim, which was on the Marovis Adroimus. We'll see in the Gemara, even though usually you always have to make a right turn, even though you want to go to the left corner, you have to go all the way around. Here we'll see reasons why, but the Nisuch HaMayim they will make it to say, you go up there and right away make a left turn, go straight to the Keren, Marovis Dremis. Now, Shnei Svolim Shokesef Hoyosham. On top of this Keren, on the Marovis Dremis, there were like two bowls. Shnei Svolim, 2 bowls, made out of silver. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, shel sid hoyu. It wasn't made out of silver, it was made out of white lime. Silver, it looked like silver, it didn't look white, it looked a little bit black. Somewhere the Mishnah says, Ela shoyu mushchorim pinehem mifnei hayayin. It was because of the wine that went into these vessels, into these bowls, that made it a little bit darkened. Therefore, it doesn't look white, it looked like silver. But really, it was not made out of silver, it was made out of a white lime. Mifnei hayayin, because of the wine that made it, that blackened it. Now, umanukovim, these 2 bowls now, each bowl had a neck and had a hole in it. Umanukovim kemin shnei choytmin. It had like a holes in the bottom, like a nose, like the nostrils, 2 nose, 2 holes there. So Rashi says it means Choyte mechod, each bowl had like one nose, besafil, v'nekevecha bechoyte mechod, and each one only had one hole. The kids, each bowl only had one hole in it. Now, echod muve, v'echod dak. One was a little bit thicker, the hole, and one was a little bit dark, a little bit narrower, the hole. We'll see why. Today, shiyu shneyem kolom avasachas. In order that both the water and the wine, in order they used to make now nisach hayayin and nisach hamayim. So these two bowls, one bowl they filled up with the gimelugim of yayin, and one bowl was filled up with the gimelugim of mayim. We wanted them both to end off. In other words, you filled up these bowls, and now there was a hole on the bottom that the water and the yayin dripped down to the bottom of the mizbeach. So we wanted that both of these bowls should empty out at the same time. So therefore, you had to have one a little bit bigger, one a little bit smaller. Like we'll see in the Gemara, because the water goes out much faster than the yayin would, because the yayin is a little bit thicker. Therefore, in order that it should end at the same time, you had to have one a little bit wider, the hole, that the wine had to have a little bit wider, the hole, that they'll both end off at the same time. Yes, that the Mishnah again says that Echad Dak and Echad Muve, Kedei Shiyu Shneim Kolim Avasachas. Now, Ma'arovoi Shomayim, is the bowl that's more on the Ma'arov side, more towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, was used for the Nisach HaMayim, and Mizrocha, the one more towards the east side, that was Shoyayin made with the Nisach of the Yayin. Now, what about if it got mixed up? Ira Shomayim L'Toyach Shoyayin, they poured the water into the Yayin side, V'Shoyayin L'Toyach Shomayim, or else they poured the wine into the Ma'arov side, onto the bowl that was usually used for the Nisach HaMayim, the locher is Yotze. Still, you Yotze, it's not a psul. Rabbi Yehuda says, Belug Hoye Menasech, Kol Shemoyne. He says two Chedushim. Now, he argues two things on the Tanakhama. First of all, it wasn't when they went to fetch the water, they didn't fetch it in the pitcher that held Gimel Lugim. They only collected one lug worth of water. And also, not only on the 7 days of Sukkot, but Kol Shemoyne, even on Shemini Atzeres, also, even on the 8th day, on Shemini Atzeres, it was also the mitzvah to have Nisach HaMayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Mishnah says, Ulumanaseich Oyim Eloi Hagbo. So the Kohen that was making the Nisach, that was pouring the water into these bowls, we used to tell them, lift up your hand. Hagbo Yodecha, lift up your hand. Why? Shepam Echad, it once happened, that Nosach Echad Agabe Raglov. It was once like a tzeduki there. A tzeduki is a Rosh, he's not Mekabel, the Torah Shabbat Peh. He only does what it says in the Torah. And in the Torah, it doesn't say clearly the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Therefore, they didn't hold from the Nisach HaMayim. So they took the water and they just threw it down on their feet. They didn't do the mitzvah, put it on the mizbeach, put it on the holes, on these bowls, on the top of the keren, marav is dreimus of the mizbeach. So what happened? The ragmu kol om, the esrogeim. All the people around there, like they did the Nisach HaMayim in the morning, and people were still holding the esrog in the morning. So they took the esrog and they threw it at this person and they killed him. They ragmu kol om, the esrogeim. So therefore, that this thing should not happen again, to make sure the kohen is not a tzduki, we tell him, make sure to lift up your hand, that to do the Nisach HaMayim the way you are supposed to. Now, k'maseyu b'choyol kach maseyu b'Shabbos. The same way you bring the Nisach HaMayim in the weekday, who are then, and when Shabbos, any day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos, also we do the Nisach HaMayim. Ela only, shoyim amala mi'erev Shabbos. They used to fill up the water on Erev Shabbos on Friday, because you're not allowed to carry the water on Shabbos. They used to fill it up on Erev Shabbos, chav yeshel zov, a golden pitcher, she'ena mukadeshes. Now they used to make sure this kli now was not a kli shoris, it did not have a kedushas aguf. Because if it would have been a kli shoris that you're fetching the water with, so when the water goes inside the kli, the water becomes kodesh. Now the halacha is, anything that's kodesh has a psulina. When it stays overnight, so to use it the next day, Shabbos in the morning, it would already be possible. You say you can't have it in a kli shoris. So the Eitzer is, fetch it now in a regular kli that has no kedusha. Mina shiluach. From the shiluach, you fetch the water on Friday. O manicha balishcha. And leave it overnight in a special room in the lishcha, in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now what's going to happen? Lo yitzui nishbecha. The water spills out over Shabbos night. Or else nisgalsa. Or else the pitcher becomes uncovered. That you're not allowed to use now the water for the Nisach HaMayim. So what do you do on Shabbos morning? They used to use the water from the kir. That was also kedusha. You could use it. So Rashi says, min ha'mayim shabatecha kir. Even though it has a kedusha of a kli sharis on it, Umekadish Meima, and the water was Kaddish. So the Chura, why wasn't the water possible last night? But here it is, and the son of Melina, show you Meshakoyim Oisoid, Mimere Vibor. Because we have in the Gemara Numa. Every night they used to put the kiyar down inside a bor, inside the maim, inside the well, the water. So therefore the water did not have a psalina on it. So now when they picked up the kiyar in the morning, Shabbos in the morning, they were able to use its water for the nisach maim. Now what's wrong if the water was left uncovered at night? So the Mishnah says, Shehayayin v'hamayim megulin, if you have water or you have wine that was left uncovered, the lachar is psulin agabi mizbeach. You're not allowed to use it as possible for the mizbeach. And we're always afraid that maybe a snake came and drank from it and left off some poison there. So Rashi learns if there's poison in it now, you do not have the shear. They used to take exact the measurement of the gimel lugim for the water, for the nesach hamayim, and you have to use exact the measurement. So therefore, if a little bit is made out of poison, it's not all made out of water, you don't have a shear for nesach hamayim. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos says that's not the maskana of Gemara. The maskana of Gemara is the reason why it's possible is was hachriveyu nola fechasechon. You can't bring something on the Mizbeach, something that we ourselves would not use. Like, since we ourselves are not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink now this water or this yayin, because it's a sakana, maybe there's poison in it, therefore you can't bring it on the Mizbeach either. Therefore, if the water was left uncovered last night, the Yetzer is to take new water from the Kiyar Shabbos in the morning. Gemara says now, Minohan Emili, how do we know this, Yisoid, that you're supposed to blow the shofar, Bishash, you bring the Nisach HaMayim, like the Mishnah says. When they brought the water into the shower, into the azara, they used to blow the shofar. Omer Ravino, the Yamakor, the Pasuk says, Ushafte Mayim Besosin. You have to fetch the water with Sosin with Simcha, and blowing the shofar is also an Indian of Sosin of Simcha. Gemara says now, a Shver Gemara here, exactly what it means, we don't know too clear. But the Gemara says, Hanu Tre Mini. There were two different Minim, two Apikorsim. Rishoyim, it's two Rishoyim and Apikoros. Is Dovak and Avoy Zara. Chad Shimei Sosin, one person's name was Sosin, V'chad Shimei Simcha, one person's name was Simcha. Is Omulei Simcha le Sosin, to the one called Simcha, Sosin said to the one called Simcha, Anu Adifu Minoch, I'm greater than you. The Pasuk says, Sosin v'Simcha Yasigu. So it says Sosin first, Mashmet Sosin is more greater than Simcha. Omulei Simcha, so the other one said back, no, Omulei Simcha le Sosin, the one that was called Simcha said to the one that was called Sosin, no, Adif, no Adif Minoch, I'm greater than you. The Pasuk says, Simcha v'Sosin la'Yehudim. So you see, Simcha comes first. So good, the Chorus of Simcha and the Psukim, that calls upon him, that's what one said to the other. Omulei Sosin le Simcha, the one called Sosin said to the one called Simcha, because he didn't win him over yet. He said, you know, Chad Yom, it's going to come a day that Shavkuch, they're going to leave you, V'shavicha parvanka, they're going to make you the messenger to go in front to tell what's doing. The Pasuk says, Ki v'simcha seitzeyu, or Simcha, you're going to go out, you're going to be like the messenger to go out in front to tell everybody how to go, which way to go, if the roads are good or not, you're going to become a messenger. Omalei Simcha l'sosin, so the one called Simcha said back to the one called Sosin, Chad yoimin, what's going to happen to you? One day it's going to come about, Shavkuch, they're going to leave you over, and they're going to fill you up with water. The Pasuk says, "Ushafta mayim b'sosin." We're going to fill up water with sosin, so we're going to use your sosin to fill up the water. Is Omale Yehumino Dishmei Sosin? There's one min. There was other Gnavoi Dizora. His name was called Sosin. He spoke to Rabavua. He spoke to Rabavua, and he said, "Asidosoi detimluli mayim liyalmud yosi." So to come out that you're going to have to use me to fetch your water, losalovai. Is the Pasuk says, Ushafta Mayim Besosin, you're going to have to fetch your water with Sosin, you're going to have to come unto me. Is Omles and Bavua said back to him, I have a Ksiv list Sosin Kedekarmat. The Pasuk would have said, Ushafta Mayim, list Sosin, you'd be right. But Bahashta the Ksiv, now that the Pasuk says, this Sosin, it just means to say, Moshe the Hugavra, we're going to take you, Mishavina Leguda, and we're going to make you into a pitcher. O Malina Bey Mayim, we're going to fill you up with water. That's all the Pasuk means to say. Again, so exactly what this Gemara Chazal means here, we don't know exactly too clear. Tomorrow, Vaita. The Mishnah says, Olo ba kevesh ufona lismerli. The Kohen now used to go up on the kevesh to bring the nisach hamayim, and right away he would turn to make a left turn to go to the keren marovis dromis. Because the kevesh itself was on the Durham side. So to make a right turn would be towards Mizrach. You have to go all the way around the Mizbeach. So we say, no, you can make a left turn to go straight to the marovis dromis. Turn around, the price says like this. Usually whoever goes up to the Mizbeach Oilam derech yimin. You have to go up and make a right turn, umakifin, and go all around the Mizbeach. The yard and derech smirl, and now you come down on the other side, on the left side of the kevish, of the plank. Chutz, except, min oilam lishloish advarim. Except somebody that's going up for three different things. Lishloish advarim halolu. These three things, she'oilin derech smirl, you have a right to go up the left side of the plank. V'chayzun aleikiv, and go backwards, go off backwards on the left side, come down backwards. V'yeluhein, these are the three things. Nisachamayim, the crane that went up there with the water. The Nisachamayim, even though it was on the left side, you did not have to walk all the way around the right side, you were allowed to go straight to the left side. V'nisachayayin, the same thing, the crane that has the wine to do the Nisachayayin every single day. V'olasayif, who are them when the crane is doing a korban of the olasayif, which even the malika had to be done on top of the mizbeach. Even though the chetchilu the mitzvah was to do it on the east side, on the keren mizrachis dreimis, that was the keren to do it. But sometimes it was too crowded there. There were too many kanim doing the avodah there, too many kavanas there. So then you had a right to go to the left side, to go to the keren maravis dreimis. So in such a time, you did not have to walk all the way around the mizbeach. You would rather go up and make right away a left turn to go straight to the keren maravis dreimis. Rashi explains the pshat is because in order to have to go all the way around the Mizbeach, it was very long. It was 32 by 32 amas. You have to walk more than over 100 amas. So we're afraid that there's a lot of smoke on top of the Mizbeach from all the marachas that were being burnt. So we're afraid maybe the wine will get smoked, or maybe the water will get smoke in it, and it won't be nice to use that water for the Nisach HaMayim or Nisach HaYayin. That's why we don't let you walk all the way around. We'd rather let you make right away a left turn. And it was then by Ola Soif, by young bird, we're afraid maybe the bird will die from all the smoke on top of the Mizbeach. So therefore we don't tell you to walk all the way around the Mizbeach. We rather let you right away make a left turn to go straight to the Keren Dremis Marovis. The Gemara says weiter, Elashoyu Mashirin. There are these two bowls, according to you, they wasn't made out of silver. It was just made out of white lime, just it looked black because of the wine. So Gemara says, Bishlay Mediyayin Mashir. Bishleim, the vessel that was used for the yain, nisach yain, is good why it turned black a little bit, because the wine made it black. But the maya, the one that was set aside for nisach mayim, my mashka, water doesn't make it black. And the Gemara Kivun, the Yomamara, since we learned before, let's say you, by mistake, poured the water into the vessel of the yain, or else the shir yain, the terch shomayim. You poured the wine into the vessel that was usually used for nisach mayim, yotza. Since you became the mitzvah that way, it could be that the vessel used for the water also became black, because sometimes, by mistake, they put wine into that vessel. Now we say each vessel had like a nose on the bottom of it, and there was a hole inside it. Each one had one. One was wider than the other one. So Gemara says, the Chur Lema Masnis and Rav Yehudi. Our Mishnah Chur goes according to Rav Yehuda. V'loi Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin. In other words, the Mishnah's mashma, one hole has to be bigger than the other. And the Mishnah says the reason is because we want the two vessels to empty at the same time. So the Havi Minir is water and wine empties out the same speed. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda learns that the water is only one lug of water. By the Yayin, there's three lugim. So therefore, you have to have a bigger hole on the wine that they should empty out at the same time. But below Rabbonin, because according to the Rabbonin, both the water and the yain both have three gimelugim. So they both have the same measurement. Why can't we have the exact same hole on both kelim that they both empty out at the same time? The Gemara says it's none. We learned. Rabbi Yehuda Waimeh Belug Hoye Manasseh Kol Shemoina. They only used one lug of water. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good why the hole had to be a little bit bigger. But according to the Rabbonin, since both had exactly gimelugim, so why did one hole have to be bigger than the other one? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Rabbonin, if we go according to Rabbonin, ki adodi ninu, both had the exact same measurement, the same amount of water he had as wine. So what do we have to have two different holes for? The Gemara says, afilu teime Rabbonin, if you want to tell me go according to Rabbonin, shitir, true, both had the exact same measurement. He had the same amount of wine as he had the water. But I tell you, chamru somach, wine is thicker, it doesn't come out so fast. Maya kolish, water is light and goes out very fast. Even though both had gimelugim, but if they would have both had the same size hole, the water would empty out faster, much faster, more than the yayin. That's why the yayin had to have a little bit wider hole in order that they should both empty out at the same time. So the emes now mishta could go even according to the rabbanin lav dafka Reb Yehuda. So Gemara says hachi nami mistav. This is the svar also. The Reb Yehuda, if the mishta goes according to Reb Yehuda, rocha the kotzer islay. Reb Yehuda used the lashon of rocha the kotzer, wide and smaller, not a lashon of dak and muva. It should have said lashon of rocha the kotzer. In other words, like Rashi says, the lashon of kotzav rochav, rochav wide is much more wider space than muva. So our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbanon shita, you have to have the wine is a little bit bigger. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the wine has to be much, much more wider, because the wine has gimel lugim and the water only has one lug. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lashon is wider. All right, turn over.